You're listening to Bandwidth, and today we're continuing our look at the music video in the province. I mentioned how the Hylotrons don't actually appear anywhere in the Born a Dancer video. Well, that trend continues with Windsor's Elliot Brood. When I interviewed the band Elliot Brood about their tune The Bridge a while back, they explained it was actually a song about a friend of theirs who they'd lost, and the line, "You're bringing me down by two," referred to the darkness revolving around his death. Well, you wouldn't know that by watching the video that's been released. It's a black and white cartoon revolving around a little gothic Canadian history. So where's the band, and what happened to the original story? Well, I talked with the boys from Elliot Brood, Casey, Steve, and Mark, as well as the animator and artist Aaron White, who gave them the cartoon, to talk about why they went with this vision. We started with Aaron, explaining what guidance he got from the band.
Well, it was just kind of like rough, gritty artwork, kind of black and white, dark, and we wanted sort of like a crime noir, but like in the 20s, obviously. So,
did they give you sort of the plot line?
Yeah. I mean, Mark had it specific. Like, it was Joseph Bauer, who was the financier for the Ambassador Bridge between Windsor and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So he was on his trip from New York to Detroit for the opening of the bridge. And I guess the idea was the historical fiction part was that along the way he was murdered. And then you'll find out the rest of the story, of course.
See, because what's interesting, though, is when I talk to you guys about what that song was about, it has very personal roots. It's about a friend of yours. And I wondered how you decide to sort of make that shift to make the story that people see and connect to something different.
Well, I think it's the thing that you want to be able to play with things. You know what I mean? It doesn't always have to be the same thing for everybody. And so maybe to give somebody else a different perspective on it or a different idea, and because it is called The Bridge, everybody keeps thinking that's the Ambassador Bridge, so
mm-hmm.
maybe we kind of throw a different visual out at them. They don't always have to know what it's really about.
Now, Steve, I kept waiting for you to appear in the video. I was holding out for the image that this is because, you know, everybody knows that's what music videos are supposed to be about, is selling the band. That
right.
There's going to be that one spandex shot of Steve leaping on the stage. But in all seriousness, I mean, do you think that the role of the music video is changing? Do you think that people are expecting something different from a music video?
Well, I think, you know, you have 3 minutes to kind of give your all, right? And maybe in the 80s when videos were kind of a new or, you know, really, really blowing up, and so was hair.
But
getting your hair in spandex was an important part of the thing, you know. But we kind of have a modicum of shying away from the camera. The whole concept of us being acting in the videos is just not important, really. I think conveying a story is more important.
What do you see the role of a music video being, Mark?
I think it actually should be a platform, actually, for animators and other people that are actually talented in those fields. Not that, you know, you can't create, you can still create movies and vignettes and stuff like that, but being in a band, we're in a kind of band where we're kind of very standoffish like that. We kind of want the music and art in a different way to kind of stand forward and kind of take center stage, as opposed to the band being this, you know, good looking hunky.
We look much better as cartoons anyway.
Yeah.
but do you think, I mean, obviously part of the role of a video is, I mean, it is art. At the same time, it's seen as an outlet for selling the band. If you're not in the video, how does that help sell you?
But I think it's a different way of selling, actually. We don't really want to be in videos because we don't really do well or don't feel comfortable in it.
I think most people who'd see the video would probably have to ask, who are these guys? And that's
right.
Kind of doing the same thing, I think, maybe. But mm-hmm. We have done a regular kind of, where we did appear in the video briefly, and it was weird being kind of on screen, though, and especially to watch it, to see yourself. I don't know, myself, I feel very uncomfortable watching myself in any kind of thing like that. So
now, why is that?
I watch a lot of TV, and I won't lie about it, and there's so much ego involved with video, the video end of music. There's a lot of ego in music, let alone the video end of it, but if we can remove ourselves from that and kind of let the music explain a story and the visuals be completely removed from how much airtime we have on there, then we're just more comfortable with that. Then, you know, oh, there I am again, or, you know, I'm doing something. I don't know.
Why do they never show the drummer more?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Aaron, I'll toss it back to you, because in theory, if more bands think like this, this could be a lot of opportunity for you
in the
future.
Yeah, it would be fantastic if music videos being made in Canada, just, like, if the NFB just took over and gave grants to everyone to make hundreds of animated music videos. That would be fantastic.
Right.
And I think it'd be really great for Canadian bands, too.
When it comes to the expense involved in an animated video, is it a costly thing to put together?
Generally, time-wise, it becomes... like this, even this video wasn't really fully animated in the, you know, 12 drawings per second sense, but it becomes a lot of work to put together that much artwork. When we start out, we have to put together a storyboard reel, or an animatic. I like to call it the Leica reel, and that involves kind of rough, loose drawings, which we... piece together and kind of play it with the music just to see if it's working timing-wise. Because you don't really have the option to edit afterwards because it's so expensive to produce, like, the animation time-wise. You don't want to be doing things that you cut later. So you do all your editing beforehand, and once you've got that piece together and working, in some sense, you go ahead and work out all the backgrounds and all the characters. And a lot of this was done digitally, so... very little actual paper.
So the main expense being your time, really.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, on this one, we had just a two-person crew, so it was...
Sure. Can you give me a sense of how much that comes to, what the bill ends up being?
Oh, well, let's see. Do you want to reveal the numbers, Mary?
Are we allowed to know?
It's... Well, after, I think it's like $20,000, actually.
Yeah.
So that's nothing to sneeze at, really,
for
a band that's starting out. So there are reasons why sometimes lower five versions of videos get made, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if we just got a camera and pointed it at the band, I mean, it would really cost whatever, however much that camera cost you.
Right.
And, you know, then you're done, but... it is a lot more expensive to produce animation, so...
Tossing it back to the band... Is it likely that we're going to see this video in the standard places, on Much Music?
Maybe on The Wedge once.
You can always hit YouTube.
First off, we don't have the push of like a huge major label that's kind of being like, these guys need to be out there. And there's also not the push of like, there's not a band in it. So I guess maybe that's the kind of where, you know, Much Music or somebody like that would be like, it's, you know, we're going to go with something that is more... viewer friendly, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how much more attention it gets after this. We'll give people the link. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Alan.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks.
That's the band Elliot Brood and the animator who put together their latest video, The Bridge, Aaron White. If you want to check out the animated extravaganza, go to our website at the end of today's show, cbc.ca/bandwidth. Elliot Brood and The Bridge. We're talking about music videos today on Bandwidth. And while that video might not be shown on Much Music just yet, 2 days ago, Much Music launched a new initiative that might be the ideal option for Elliot Brood to get some visibility.